Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed numbers with Daryl Peel in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Talking now with the livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. Let's talk cattle on feed report first of all, Daryl. What do the numbers say?
Well, the monthly cattle on feed report had June marketings were up 0.9%, almost 1%. Placements were up 1.3%. And the real story there is both of those numbers were just about exactly as anticipated by the report or by the pre-report estimates. The on feed inventory for July 1 was up 4.3%. And so, you know, we continue to hold that year over year advantage, but it's not going up. In fact, we've pulled it down since the early part of the year when we had about an 8% year over year cattle on feed inventory. In the last couple of months, we're holding it at this 4 to a little bit over 4% year-over-year increase.
And I saw at least some folks talk about maybe a little bit bigger placement number than that.
Yeah, there were. You know, if you look at the estimates or the pre-report estimates, there was a wide range of placement estimates. There were some folks that were looking for a significantly bigger placement number. So for them, this may be a surprise a bit to the downside. Again, on average, it was perfectly anticipated. So I really don't think the market will react in any negative way and may, on balance, actually be a little bit friendly to this report.
I guess what this basically tells us, as much as anything, that we continue to have those somewhat bigger supplies than a year ago coming through the pipeline.
We are still seeing, you know, somewhat bigger supplies. And if you look at the breakdown of steers and heifers in the quarterly part of this report, you know, heifers were up the most. They have been for a year now. And in fact, that number's coming down. It was up about 8% year over year. It's been running double-digit increases for the prior four quarters. So that's where the bulk of that increase is coming from. Steers were up about 2%. And that's down from about a 4% year-over-year increase in the April quarter. So, you know, the numbers are still bigger, but they're beginning to moderate a little bit. We're staying up with this increase in supply is the way I read that.
So at the end of the day, when you look at the cattle on feed numbers, you feel pretty good about where we stand right now?
I really do. Again, for many months now, demand has kept pace with the supply increases, the supply challenges that were there. And as we go forward, we're still going to see some supply increases. We won't be done with that, certainly through 2019 and probably even a little beyond that. And yet, we're keeping pace with that at this point in time very well. And we're beginning to moderate those year-over-year increases. So the increases going forward will be smaller, relatively speaking, than they have been for the past 18 months or so. So I think it's getting a little bit easier to deal with that challenge as long as demand holds.
I guess the one hiccup there might be trade going forward in a couple of these key countries.
Well, you know, the demand side is the key, as it has been for many months, and that's really subject to a lot of potential volatility indirectly. So, you know, the beef industry, in my mind, is internally in pretty good shape, fairly balanced, no real, factors that need to be corrected, but we're operating in a very turbulent, bigger picture here in terms of the macro environment and the global environment, and where that takes us over the next few months is still very much a question mark, and that's certainly where producers need to keep an eye on things.
And of course, the wild card right now are what the Trump tariffs will do to not just beef, but to competing meats, especially pork. Dr. Daryl Peel of OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.